everybody, and thank you so much for being here.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. It's been a very busy hour previous to this, and this hour continues in that theme. We're going to be chatting right off the bat about something that's going on actually this weekend. 90-plus cities are celebrating the third annual National Plug-in Day this weekend. And also coming up in this hour, we'll be joined by one of the representatives from the RM Auction Company to talk about the Hershey sale upcoming. And also one of the editors from Edmunds.com will be stopping on by. Telephone-wise, the number remains the same. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Joining us right now on the broadcast, it's my pleasure to welcome Gina Copeland Newfield, who is the Director of Future Fleet and Electric Vehicle Initiative for the Sierra Club. Gina, thank you very much for joining us. And by your cell phone here, I'm in the greater Boston area. Looks like that you might be in the greater Boston area as well.
I am. It's happy to be here, and I guess we're neighbors.
Yeah, this is a great story. Electric car sales surging, and 90-plus cities are celebrating National Plug-in Day with an EV victory lap and test drives at the third annual event, which is coming up tomorrow, and happened September 28th and 29th, so it's been happening over this weekend.
Tell us
a little bit about this event.
Well, Sierra Club and Plug-in America and the Electric Auto Association got together a few years ago and created an event that we thought would give people a great opportunity to come and check out electric cars without even having to go to an auto dealership. And so a few years ago, we started this off with 15 events. Last year, we had events in 65 cities, and this year, it's the biggest ever. We're having events in 90-plus cities around the country this weekend, and every event's a little bit different. So in some cities, it's an opportunity to do test drives of electric vehicles, whether it's the Tesla Model S or the Nissan Leaf or the Chevy Bolt. In other cities, there are award ceremonies for local business and government leaders who've been doing a terrific job promoting electric vehicles. Other cities have, speakers. So there's a variety at all the events around the country, and there's more information at pluginday.org.
And as I noted off the top, electric vehicle sales are really beginning to pick up. Tell us more.
Yeah, so I mean, they're still relatively new to the market, so I'm assuming that a lot of your listeners probably haven't seen them or haven't driven in them yet, but they are starting to get more and more popular. So at this point, more than 130 Americans have purchased electric vehicles just in the last 2 to 3 years since they came on the mass market. And we're seeing that the uptake of electric vehicle adoption is higher than the uptake rate of hybrids first were when they first came on the market 10 plus years ago. So we think this is really exciting. Electric vehicles run on electricity and not oil or gasoline or diesel. So they're really a terrific opportunity to reduce our reliance on oil, to reduce our emissions and reduce the air pollution. They're getting to be much more doable for people in terms of price, in terms of miles that they drive, et cetera.
And when you look at the number of models that have grown over the last few years, 7 in 2010, 13 in 2011, 20 offered for the 2012 model year, and 28 plug-in models are offered for the 2013 model year. So we're seeing automakers respond, and certainly there are these all-electric vehicles, like you said, the Nissan Leaf and the Tesla Model S, and Ford has got Focus all-electric vehicle, and Mitsubishi has an all-electric vehicle, but we also have the range extenders from General Motors and of course the plug-in variants from Ford and Honda and many other manufacturers. So it's becoming a lot more mainstream. And it's really cool to read about some of the different events that have been happening this weekend in Philadelphia. A congressman is that actually spoke and test drove an electric car in Las Vegas. Event participants were treated to a solar EV charging canopy in in Seattle. There was some really cool things going on with actually some drag racing of electric vehicles. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, in many ways, electric vehicle enthusiasts are no different from other kinds of vehicle enthusiasts in that, you know, a lot of folks like speed. And so electric vehicle drivers in some of these cities are speed racing these vehicles, hopefully in a very safe way, I'm sure it is. But, you know, EVs, as we call them, electric vehicles, they have great torque. And so they can really take off and be quite fast.
Yeah, the fact that the Tesla Model S has got such great publicity, being named Motor Trend's Car of the Year, Automobile Magazine's Car of the Year, and Yahoo Auto's Car of the Year, that certainly has raised a lot of interest in that vehicle, and it's a little bit pricey, but it, like you say, it's got a lot of high-end, low-end torque, a lot of off-the-line oomph, so to speak, and this vehicle will accelerate like a sports car. And speaking of that, I understand down in Charlotte, North Carolina, the home of NASCAR, a racer was actually showing off her Tesla at Oktoberfest in Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend.
Yes, Leilani Munter, that's right.
That's great. Tell us.
And I actually just got word, you know, Plug-in Day is happening today and yesterday, so I'm getting all these reports in of what's happening around the country. And I got word that Governor Brown in California announced this plug-in weekend and signed several bills into law that will help speed up the advancement of electric vehicles in California, which, of course, is a state with a very serious air pollution problem, and so they're really doing all they can to reduce air pollution, and so electric vehicles will go a long way in helping that. And then I just heard word that Governor Chafee in Rhode Island also announced this plug-in weekend, and they've just announced that there are, I think, about 50 public EV chargers that are now available in just the tiny little state of Rhode Island. So that's, you know, a very small number compared to big states like California or Washington State or Texas, but it's a great start for a state like Rhode Island.
It certainly is. When you see the infrastructures that a lot of these states are building, California kind of leading the way with that, it certainly is going to make the electric vehicle a lot more usable for a lot of folks who have longer commutes, and it's all good news. There's no question about it. If folks would like to find out more information about this third annual event, the National Plug-in Day, is there a particular website that you would recommend folks going to?
Yes, I'll suggest two websites. For Plug-in Day in particular, it's www.pluginday.org. And then I am from the Sierra Club, and we have a great EV web section on our site. So it's www.sierraclub.org/EV Guide, which has some great resources as well.
Perfect. Well, Gina, we're going to get you back for a longer visit to talk more about electric vehicles, but thanks for sharing the great news about this celebration this weekend. And again, we look forward to getting you back with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk about classic cars from RM in Hershey. This is Auto World.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web platform for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.autogeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
855-660-4261 or anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Want to say hello to all of our great listeners listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Also, everybody listening in Portland, Oregon, on just a wonderful radio station that I get so many emails out of, KPAM. So all you KPM listeners, don't be a stranger. You can email me anytime throughout the week with your questions, and we love being on that great radio station. Joining us right now, we've got Chris Summers, who's a specialist from the RM Research Team, to tell us all about the Hershey event upcoming with RM's annual Pennsylvania sale. Hey there, Chris. Welcome aboard. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Bob. It's good to be with you.
Certainly, this event, which coincides with a wonderful event that has been going on for decades in Hershey, Pennsylvania. It's such a wonderful blending of both the old and the new. How many years has RM been doing the sale now in Hershey?
Oh, we're now in our sixth or seventh year, I believe, and it's just been getting better and better every year. We had over $10 million in sales last year, and it's just always great to be back in Hershey enjoying the week that so many enthusiasts have enjoyed for so long.
That is absolutely so true. And being Hershey, of course, there are just so many incredible older vehicles that are going to be going over the block, and we're going to do our best to highlight some of the special vehicles. But a question I often get after having somebody like yourself on from the RM Auction Company is about consigning vehicles and also about the search process. Quite often I'll have people email me wanting to know, could they possibly consign something with RM or Auctions America? Take us through the process. If somebody out there has a vehicle that might be worthy of a RM sale or an Auctions America sale, what's the best thing for those people to do?
Well, we really don't like to think of it as worthy so much, because that sounds like we're very snobby, and we try not to be. We're really interested in showcasing a great variety of cars that appeal to everyone from basically all walks of life and all price points. And if you have an interesting car and you're interested in seeing it go to another enthusiast and get it sold through a good, honest company, we would, of course, welcome you to visit us. We're rmauctions.com, and you can also just call us toll-free at 1-800-211-4371. And one of our specialists will be happy to talk you through the process. Very simple, setting it up to sell your car onto a new home.
Well, let's talk about some of the highlighted lots going over the block in Hershey, and again, with the emphasis on a lot of older vehicles. Let's begin with lot 131, which is a 1936 Lincoln Model K convertible Victoria. This is a very unique piece. Tell us all about it, Chris.
This car was bodied by Brun & Company out of Buffalo, New York. Of course, back in the 30s, great coach-built luxury cars like the Lincoln would have bodywork built by independent craftsmen. And this car was by Brun, which was Edsel Ford's personal favorite. It was ordered by Hib Johnson of the Johnson Wax family out in Racine, Wisconsin. And he was also a client at about this same time of Frank Lloyd Wright. And so it's entirely possible that Wright could have gone visiting building sites with Mr. Johnson in this car. It's been beautifully restored by Lincoln specialists, two-tone gray. It's just a very stately, elegant car. It's been an award winner at many shows. And it has a great story to go along with its beautiful lines, which is always a plus in everyone's book.
No question about it. Let's talk about some of the other cool vehicles that you've got going over the block in Hershey. Here's another great one. It's lot 238. It's from 1933, and this is a Chrysler. It's a CL Imperial Convertible Roadster with some coachwork by LeBaron, and this vehicle looks like it's in outstanding condition.
It is. It was restored by people who really knew what they were doing. And in fact, it won the Warshawski Award, which is the only Best in Show trophy that the Classic Car Club of America gives out. So this one of these is given out each year, and this car is a past winner. They built nine of these originally. Six are still around. This is considered by the Chrysler gurus, if you will, to be one of the best. And it is just an outstanding condition, and not to mention it is powerful. Another one of these was the Chrysler, the Indianapolis 500 pace car in 1933. Mm-hmm. A little bit different than today's pace cars, but nonetheless impressive, and I'm sure it could still do quite a lap on Indy if it wanted to.
Lot 136 is an interesting piece that goes back even further into automotive history. 1910 Pierce Arrow, this is called the 48 SS, a seven-passenger touring vehicle, and again, in outstanding condition and quite a rare piece.
And as so often happens with cars like this, the cars that are the most special are the ones that have a great story. This is not only a very important brass era car with great provenance and history, but we're offering it from a family that has owned this car since 1950. Nowadays, it's difficult to imagine keeping any car for, you know, 5, 6, 10 years, but this family has managed to hold on to this car since 1950. It's an heirloom to them. They've toured in it. They've taken it all over the country. In fact, we have a picture of the current owner's mother with the car in 1957 going on a tour that wound up at Hershey. So this car really is just coming home to Hershey for the first time in a long while. And it's beautifully restored, top condition, great history again. And I think people are going to be very happy to see it wind up back at Hershey during the RM event.
Another one that I can't wait to hear more about is it's a really cool-looking vehicle for its time, a 1920 Kissel, a brand that many folks may not be familiar with. This is called the Model 645. It's lot 141. It's called the Gold Bug Speedster. Tell us about this one, Chris.
I absolutely love this car. Kissel is one of those names that's it's been forgotten, which is both sad and also surprising, because back in the day, this was sort of, I don't know, a modern equivalent to it. It sounds funny, but it probably was a Bugatti Veyron for its day, in that this was the car that every celebrity wanted to get into. It was fast, it's sporty, it was hot, it's yellow, bright, bright yellow. And the really wonderful thing with this style is it's a little roadster, but it has a seat that folds out on the side, and that was where you would put your mechanic, because it was not considered proper to have the mechanic riding in the car with you. So he had to kind of sit out on the side, hanging over the running board. We probably wouldn't get that in production today, but back in 1920, it was kind of a dashing way to take along someone for a ride. This particular car is one of the oldest Kissel Goldbug features in existence.
It's a stellar piece. When we come back on the other side, more about the upcoming Hershey sale from RM. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We're having lots of fun as usual. Upcoming in this hour, we're going to be talking to an editor from Edmunds.com, but right now we're focusing on the upcoming Hershey sale from the RM Auction Company and talking about some of the very, very cool vehicles that are going over the block, and we have a very special guest from the RM Auction Company who is telling us all about this, and we're very happy to have Chris Summers on with us live here. Let's talk about a Woody that's going over the block without reserve, so that means there's no set price here. This vehicle will go for whatever it sells for. What somebody could get a real bargain here, you never can tell. It's lot 247. It's a 1947 Ford Super Deluxe Sportsman, and Woody aficionados just absolutely love this vehicle.
Absolutely, and it's one of the rarest of Woodies. Ford built this. It's unusual in that it is a convertible. Usually you see a station wagon Woody, but this car has the same style of wood construction, except it's in a convertible coupe form. And this is one of the very few that were built by Ford to draw people into showrooms during those sort of heady days after World War II. And this one is beautifully restored, really one of the best in existence, exquisite woodwork, done by people who really did it for the love of the car, and it presents beautifully. It's ready to go back on the show field. I think it's going to make some Woody enthusiasts, as you put it, very, very happy.
Yeah, that's going to be a winner. So is this one. I mean, a lot of our younger listeners may not realize it, but V12 engines are not new. As a matter of fact, both Lincoln had them, Cadillac had them, Cadillac even had a V16 at one point. But here's a V12 Cadillac from 1931. Again, a convertible. You don't see many of these. And it's a coupe by Fleetwood. And a Cadillac V12 enthusiast would be in love with this, I'll tell you that.
And one of the interesting things, part of what I do and what we pride ourselves in doing here at RM is research into the cars that are consigned, trying to find interesting facts about their past history and part of what makes them so interesting. This car, we found a build sheet on it from Cadillac that shows that it was tagged for the Montreal Auto Show in 1931. So it's a 1931 Cadillac V12 convertible coupe, body by Fleetwood, and it was presumably shown at Montreal Auto Show in 1931. It's been restored. It's beautiful, black and red, many accessories. And it's ready for basically any Classic Car Club of America activity or for AACA activities like are going on this week in Hershey.
That's great. Here's another one that I can't wait to hear more details about. This is a Packard. I know so many folks who love Packards. This is a 1934 Packard 8 convertible. It's lot 129. It's a convertible Victoria, again, being offered without reserve. Tell us about this particular Packard, Chris.
Well, of course, Packards are one of the most popular vehicles in the car collecting hobby. Everybody wants to get behind the wheel of one. There's still a lot of popularity, and this is a very, Packard-heavy auction. This particular car, we believe, was purchased new by actress Marie Dressler. It has a known history since. It was formerly part of the famed Millhouse collection in Florida. And this car won Best of Show at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. And to think about that, that's to car collectors, of course, as the Super Bowl is to football. So This is one, the biggest award that one of these can win. It's still in beautiful overall condition. And it's one of the very best-known eight-cylinder Packards that's remaining today.
Here's another very unusual make, and I remember my dad telling me about this particular brand years and years ago. It's lot 135. It's a 1914 locomobile. Now, again, that's probably something a lot of younger listeners may not be familiar with, but a locomobile model 48 speedster, and this is a racing vehicle for its day.
Absolutely. This was the kind of car that the Playboys out in their raccoon coats used to pull down the Long Island Motor Parkway in. And the locomobile was actually built, for those younger listeners, in Bridgeport, Connecticut. It was considered for many years sort of the American Rolls-Royce. It was the best-built American car from about 1900 when it started building steam cars up and through the brass era up until about 1929. This car was restored as one of those brass era speedsters, and it's just exquisite, and also, we're told, rather fast. It was taken by its owner out on the Indy Speedway, I believe last year, and driven around for a few laps, and he said it did rather well. So the new owner has that opportunity, of course, to look forward to as well.
Here's another very unusual vehicle. I have a three-year-old, so she would love this. It's an older vehicle, lot 218 and 1912. It's called a Dunbar Model 1200, and this is a popcorn wagon. Now, how often do you get a chance to purchase a popcorn wagon?
Well, not very often, and particularly not restored to the standard that this one has been finished in. This is really, it sounds so funny to call a popcorn wagon a work of art, but it is. It's got art glass and beautiful brass and nickel trim and beautifully crafted woodwork. And the popper mechanism is even a beautiful piece of machinery. And it's all fully functional. That's the wonderful thing about this is it's been restored exquisitely. It's extremely rare to see one done so well. But this one, everything still works. So that you can still take it out to the show, and then when you're at the show, you can make popcorn and peanuts for all your friends. So it's kind of an all-in-one catering vehicle slash collectible car. It's just fantastic. It'll be the hit of any show.
That's great. A couple of other Packards here. Lot 154, another really old vehicle, 1911 Packard limousine. Tell us about this particular vehicle. It looks quite large.
It is. The enthusiasts call this one the Cutty Sark Packard. It was actually originally owned by the Whitney family, and then, as was often the custom in those days, when they were done with it, they gave it to their chauffeur. He drove it promptly to New Orleans, where in 1947, a college student who sold a car kind of in a garage tracked it down the owner to the French Quarter, found him on a bar stool, and traded him a bottle of Cutty Sark whiskey for the car. And that's a deal that could just only happen in New Orleans. And the car was then driven to Texas. And the amazing thing about it is it's a 1911 car that's still almost entirely original. And it's in really good running order. And it's preserved original paint, interior. It's just a really, really neat piece of history. And that's becoming increasingly important to our clients, cars that are unrestored and preserved as they were when they left the factory. People still love restored cars, but there's a growing market for the cars that are patinaed, that are preserved, that are as they were and have a lot of that character still left in them.
Another Packard that caught my eye is lot 257, a 1939 Packard 12 convertible sedan, and this is a very stately looking Packard, and I'm sure is going to do quite well.
Oh yes, and this car is another example of we tried to bring cars to Hershey that will appeal not only to this national and international audience, but also local audiences. This car has really long-term Pennsylvania history. Was formerly owned by Nicola Bulgari and Bernard Berman, who were two very well-known Pennsylvania collectors. And it's been kind of cosmetically looked after over the years, but is still largely original and just a beautiful car. And this is the last year of the Packard 12, incidentally. So it's kind of the ultimate specification. And this was one of the most expensive factory body styles you could get, the convertible sedan.
Wow, that's incredible. And to show that you guys have awful lot of diversity at various events, you've got actually a boat that's going to be going over the block. And this is not your average boat. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about this 1932 Garwood and wrap up with Chris from RM Auctions. And then we'll quickly segue into one of the editors from Edmunds.com. Lots straight ahead right here on Auto World.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfreliancexpo.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having so much fun here with Chris from the RM Auction Company. We're going to delay our interview with the editor from Edmunds.com, who's written a very interesting piece about vehicles for new vehicles for large folks, for people who are large in size and stature. So we'll talk to him next week about that, because we're enjoying Chris's presence here with us right now, telling us all about the happenings at Hershey, which is just around the bend. Before we tell folks about the boat that I was referring to before the break there, Chris, why don't we reiterate the dates of the RM event, preview as well as sale at Hershey, and also give out all the information that you would like for RM, website wise, telephone wise, etc.
Absolutely. The sale will be held October 10th through 11th at the Hershey Lodge in Hershey, Pennsylvania. We'll have 116 vehicles. And the sale, if you want to get more information from us, all you have to do is find us online. We're at rmauctions.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-211-4371. And it's also going to be just a great event. We have previews both days. The previews are open to the public for the auction. And you could come see the cars, and hopefully you'll find one that you decide you'd like to take home with you.
That's great. As I mentioned, RM not only sells classic vehicles, but also from time to time, you'll see some interesting non-vehicles going over the block. And the case in point here is Lot 153. This is a boat from 1932, but this is a very unique boat. Tell us all about this particular offering, Chris.
Well, this is called a Garwood. It was built by Garwood, who was he developed the hydraulic lifting mechanism for dump trucks. Having done that, he took the money from that and decided that his next business would be for fun. So he decided to build boats because he loved fast boats. This is one of seven 28-foot triple cockpit runabouts that he built in 1932, which, of course, being the worst year of the Depression, was very low production. This one has a Scripps Marine V12 engine in it. Speaking of V12s of the classic era, this is one you could take on the water. She's called Hornet. She's beautifully restored. Comes with a trailer custom made for her. And if you're tired of having fun on the road, I guarantee this will be a lot of fun to take out on the lake of your choice.
That sounds great. Let's talk about some of the other nuances of the sale in Hershey. You know, as you pointed out, this annual gathering of the faithful in Hershey is been going on for decades, and it's a great place to go find old parts, and it's just a great American celebration of the automobile. Tell our listeners a little bit about the events that are going on surrounding the RM auction event.
Well, this is sort of, they call it Beat Week in Hershey, because we have so many things going on. For instance, we'll be the presenting sponsor of Night at the Museum at the AACA Museum on October 9th. That sort of kickstarts the festivities at the venue to celebrate the motoring hobby with other enthusiasts, while also raising important funds to support the AACA family, like the club, the museum, and the library. This year, we've introduced actually a Monte Carlo night theme, so the guests can try their luck at the gaming tables and then exchange their winnings for the chance to win a variety of fabulous prizes. And you can learn more about that at nightatthemuseum.org.
That's great. Let's talk also a little bit more about some of the things that really sets RM apart from some of the other auction companies. We had Bob Sellers on from Reliable Carriers in a previous hour of the broadcast, and I know Reliable is the official carrier for RM, and the thing that I see with the RM and Auctions America. Hi, Lucy. There's my three-year-old daughter, Lucy, coming in. You got a cupcake. Oh, that is great. You made that cupcake. Where's mine? You're saving it for me, hopefully as soon as I get off the air. Thank you, Lucy. Her third word was car, actually, Chris. So, and you know, I'm fortunate enough to get press vehicles, and you know, she has comments about each one, and she's got a lot of both classic cars and new cars as toys, so I'm raising a car girl right here off the bat.
Excellent. That's wonderful.
Well, let's touch on some of the other vehicles that caught my eye here. If you like T-Birds from the 50s, Lot 103 is definitely going to be something that is going to catch your eye. This is a 55 Ford Thunderbird convertible being offered without reserve. It's in red, and you guys are expecting about $35,000 to $45,000 for this vehicle. Definitely lovers of the early birds are going to be wanting this, I can tell.
Absolutely, and this is a car that's a great demonstrator that we do offer cars for basically every price point. This is a wonderful first car for someone who's looking to buy that first collector car that they can just take out to the ice cream stand or the drive-in movie if you're lucky enough to still have one of those around.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those cars that everyone needs in their collection. You have to have a two-seat Thunderbird. No collection is complete without it. This one is, of course, classic torch red, and it ticks all the boxes. It's torch red. It's the first year, one of the most desirable years. It's a really nice driver, very modern performance, of course, because it's from the 50s. And, of course, it's an icon. It's a 55 Thunderbird. Everybody knows it. It's instantly recognizable. It's really an American classic, and I think at a very good price, and it will be very popular when we have it on the block.
And this is another iconic vehicle from the 1950s. Nowadays, retractable hardtop convertibles are quite common in new vehicles, but one of the vehicles that introduced it was back in 1957, the Ford Fairlane 500 Skyliner. And if you've ever seen one of these in person, it's quite something to see it in action. And it's being offered without reserve. It's lot 104. It's painted in blue and white, and I'm sure that's going to gather a lot of attention as well.
Oh, absolutely. Those are some of the most fun you can have with a collector car, because if people start to wander away and look at other cars with the show you're at, all you have to do is keep putting the top up and down, and then people will just keep paying attention. Ford called it the mechanical dance. The top actually folds, the full hard top. It folds down into the trunk through a rather complicated system. But they are absolutely hilarious to watch. I don't know of a better word to say it. They're just a ton of fun. They're always the most attention at any show. And this is another one. It's a great malt shop driver. It's a great car to take down to your local cruise in. You can put the kids in the back seat. Bob, you could put Lucy in the back seat. I'm sure she would love this car.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it would be perfect. Another vehicle that I always find interesting, a lot of younger listeners, when they think of the BMW brand, they think of the modern BMWs, but BMW, of course, had the wonderful 507 in the 50s, but also was known for building three-wheeled vehicles that were anything but, economical, nothing like some of the high-priced BMWs that we see today. I'm referring to Lot 112, which is a 1958 BMW iSETA 300. And one of the cool parts of this vehicle, if you've never seen one, Chris, is you actually open the front of the vehicle to get in it.
This is another of those great cars that's just something that if you want to get the most attention at any show, you just can't, I mean, other than a Skyliner, you really can't beat an Isetta. They call them the rolling egg. It's powered by a rear-mounted motorcycle engine. It seats two in what is literally a little egg shape. And the door in the front of the car, it opens, the steering column folds to the side, get in. And, you know, they're not that fast, but they weren't meant to be that fast. These were designed for post-war Europe. It was war-torn. The streets were narrow. You needed something that just sipped gas. Really, a lot of the same concerns people have about fuel economy today were being echoed in this car. And it's just a fun, fun little car to have. Everybody smiles. It's just a little smile on wheels. And we've actually got two of them at the sale. One is a driver quality car that you can take out and just let everyone smile around town, and the other is a beautifully restored award-winning Concours example. But microcars are very hot right now, so we're expecting these to do very well.
And as long as we're talking about small vehicles, I got to ask you about Lot 114, a 57 Nash Metropolitan Coupe. This is another iconic vehicle that is being offered without reserve, and it could be a great entry-level vehicle for somebody getting into the hobby.
Yes, and everyone remembers American Motors. This was kind of their attempt to build an early compact car. And they had it assembled in England. It's just absolutely cute as a button. I don't know any other phrase to say it. And this one is, you see a lot of these, this one is restored to probably the highest imaginable standard. In fact,
excellent. Chris, we're a little short on time. Thank you very much for your time here today. Everybody check out rmauctions.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.